Sir Edwin gets stuffed.
I've enjoyed it.
The Background to History, Part 4.
Good evening. One of the main elements in any assessment of the medieval open field farming system is the availability of oxen for the winter ploughing. Professor Tofts of the University of Manchester puts it like this. Of course, there is considerable evidence of open field villages as far back as the 10th century. Professor Moorhead. This is not to say, of course, that the system was as sophisticated as it later came to be. I asked the professor of medieval studies at Cambridge why this was.
Well, may not have been a statutory obligation, but, a guy who's a freeman was obliged in the medieval system to
do boon work?
That's right, yeah. As an example from the village rolls in 1313.
And I believe you're going to do it for us now.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, it's written in the village rolls that if 14 wolves and oxen, and that oxen is lent, then the villains and the ploughmen got to have the Lord's consent. Yes, sir.
Then the villains and the ploughmen got to have the Lord's consent. Then the villains and the ploughmen got to have the Lord's consent. Then the villains and the ploughmen got to have the Lord's consent.
That was a talk on the open field farming system by Professor Angus Jones. Some of the main points covered in this talk are now available on a long playing record, the Renette Singh Medieval Agrarian History.
The Renette Singh Medieval Agrarian History, please.
Sorry, we're sold out. It's terrifically popular. We got First World War noises.
Is that the Renettes?
No, no, the French and the Germans.
Oh, well, perhaps I could hear a track.
Right, now, go and booth four.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, just come.
Sorry.
Four.
Home on leave in 2 days, eh, Sarge?
Yes, sir.
Lucky man.
Oh, soon be your turn, sir.
Yes, yes, I suppose so. Is that your wife, Sarge?
Yes, sir.
You're a lucky man.
You married, sir?
Yes, yes, rather. Didn't I ever show you that picture of my wife, Sarge?
Well, no, sir.
There's the damn thing. Yes, here we are. Pretty nice, eh?
Oh, bit ugly, though, sir.
Ugly?
You know, I mean, not attractive to men, sir.
Well, I suppose that's rather a matter of taste, sir.
Oh, no, no, she's ugly, sir.
It's not a very good picture, actually. It makes her nose look too big.
No, the nose is all right, sir. It's the eyes.
What's wrong?
Well, they're crooked, sir.
They're not crooked.
Look out! Ooh.
Excuse me, the record in four's stuck.
Pardon, sir?
I was listening to First World War noises in four, and the record's stuck.
Ah, yes. Who served you, sir?
It was a girl.
Oh, yes, Miss Savonarola. She's off dead, I'm afraid.
Dead?
Yeah, she came over all dead, so we've given her the afternoon off. Can I help you?
Yeah, I was listening to World War noises in four, and the record's stuck.
Ah, you want Mr. Paslow. A moment, please. Rhonda?
Yes?
Untie Mr. Paslow.
But he's told us nothing.
There's a customer. Right, this is Mr. Paslow. He'll look after you.
Oh, right, thank you. Well, Mr. Paslow, I was listening to First World War noises in four and the record stuck. Hello? Mr. Paslow? I think there's something wrong with Mr. Paslow.
Let's have a look. Ah, yes, his head's been ripped off. I'll get you another.
No, no, it's all right. It's just that the record's stuck in four.
World War noises, was it?
Yeah.
I'll try five.
Home on leave in 2 days, eh, Sarge?
Yes, sir.
Lucky man.
Oh, soon be your turn, sir.
Yes, yes, I suppose. Is that your wife, Sarge?
No, sir, that's my dog.
Oh. Oh. Good-looking dog, isn't it?
She's a bitch.
Is she?
Yes, sir. Oh, look out, sir! Oh, blimey.
Sarge?
Yes, sir?
This dog of yours is quite a little stunner, isn't he?
Look out, sir! Oh, do you think they're bringing up the big motor, sir?
Yes. Do you have any friend?
What, sir?
Your dog?
Oh, just the other dogs in the neighbourhood, sir.
She doesn't have a steady boyfriend.
Oh, no, sir. She's a dog.
Yes, yes, of course.
Oh, blimey, it's getting bad, sir.
Yes. Still, I mean, she wouldn't object to someone calling on her, would she, Sarge?
Oh, I'm not sure how you mean, sir.
Well, I was thinking perhaps I could take her for a walk sometime.
Oh, yes, sir. Of course, sir. Any time.
Oh, thank you, Sarge.
Look out, sir! Oh! No, that's my wife, sir.
Are you sure, Sarge?
Yes, sir. That's my wife.
And that's your dog?
Yes, sir.
I see. Look, Sarge, I think I'll be calling on you rather a lot when all this is over.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Not at all. It's just I'm rather fond of dogs. They're fond of dogs. They're fond of dogs. They're fond of dogs. They're fond of dogs.
Excuse me, the record's stuck. 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 The record's stuck.
Boxing tonight comes from the Emporpoole Wembley and features the main heavyweight bout between Jack Bodell, British and Empire heavyweight champion, and Sir Kenneth Clark. It's the first time these two have met, so there should be fireworks aplenty.
This, then, is the height of the English race. The triumph of classical...
He's down! Sir Kenneth Clark is down in 8 seconds, but he's up again. He's up at six. And he's down again, and I don't think he'll get up this time.
8, 9, 10.
No, Jack Bodell has defeated Sir Kenneth Clark in the very first round here tonight. And so this big Lancashire heavyweight becomes the new Oxford Professor of Fine Art.